and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFCC's 5101 restaurant.
Remember the adage, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? An associate degree in fitness leadership is like having a bird in the hand and two in the bush. First, the Associate of Arts degree in fitness leadership prepares one to be an instructor or trainer in fitness clubs, corporate fitness centers, public recreation facilities, and hospitals. Secondly, it provides an excellent foundation for students entering other careers such as nursing, physical therapy, community health, and business. Henry Ford Community College has an excellent credit transfer agreement with Wayne State University and Eastern Michigan University. A graduate then would enter the job market with not one, but two areas of competence and expertise. For more information, contact Carol Sloan at 313-845-6318. 313-845-6318.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Listen to the 1 Plus 1 show on Sunday nights from 9 until midnight. The 1 Plus 1 show is hosted by Mrs. Robinson. I'll be bringing you the best in indie rock, indie pop, and music that will just mellow you out. So tune in to the 1 Plus 1 show every Sunday from 9 until midnight on the station making waves, WHFR.FM. WHFR Dearborn.
Station making waves.
Hey, you're on, Dennis.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear me.
You can't hear you? Here, no. Let's try this.
Let's see. The wonderful.
Can you hear you now?
I can hear me now. Yeah. Awesome live radio.
All right.
I'm really spiking.
This show is not pre-recorded.
This is Dennis and Lindsay. We do Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection, the second Tuesday of every single month. And as Lindsay just, she alluded to the fact that 9 times out of 10, actually all but today, it has been recorded ahead of time. And we are just kind of moving forward. A lot of reasons, not the least of which is schedule conflicts. Right, Linz?
That's right. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's why we're doing this live.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear much in here.
You can't hear you. Turn that thing up right there.
There we go.
This is live radio, folks.
There it is. All right, well, we'll talk to you next week. Just kidding.
All right, yeah. Adios.
How was your holiday? Let's get started with that.
It was pretty good.
Just pretty good?
It was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's a new year.
All right.
It's over.
Wow. Okay.
It's over.
We won't get into details, apparently.
Off the radio. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, you know, and then I'll tell everybody else later. But, you know, the funny thing is I had probably the best holiday I've had in memory.
Did a little traveling, huh?
Did a little traveling. You know, I think I told you over the summer, my son Corey, he went out to Oklahoma to hang out with his grandmother and his uncle, and they're out there. Actually, my son, and anybody who knows him, we'll realize how ridiculous this next sentence sounds, but my son was employed on a farm. He's not a farmer.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, exactly. My son is a rock star,
yes.
And he's a lot of different things. But
I remember the first day I met your son.
Yeah.
He had on the leather, and you said, that's my son over there, the one that you wouldn't want your daughter to date.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Although you would.
But he's a wonderful, wonderful boy.
Oh, absolutely.
Just by looks alone, you would say, he looks like a rough kind of guy.
You have stereotypical tendencies or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but so we go out there to visit him for the first time seeing Corey in 6 months. And, I mean, I guess, you know, you watch the Christmas shows, and it's not just unique to Christmas, but all year round, you talk about people that are reunited with people they hadn't seen in a while. And I was just, whatever, you know, because my family was always around me. But after not seeing Corey for 6 months, and we drove his car out to him, and then seeing him, it was unbelievably cool.
And you missed Corey.
I missed him so much. And then we saw him, we spent the next week with him. Normally, we would stay with my mother-in-law at her place. But because Corey has his own apartment, we hung out there.
Cool.
It was unbelievably cool. Then we took a train home because we'd driven his car out to him, right? Mm-hmm. So we can either take a plane, we could hitchhike. There's a number of ways.
Jen didn't want to hitchhike?
Surprisingly, no. Usually that's her preferred mode of transportation. But apparently because I was there, it ruined it.
No.
Anyway, so we took the train home because I'm not a big airplane fan. And let me tell you something about trains. When trains were not invented, but when the tracks were laid out across this beautiful country of ours, part of the responsibility of the trains, in fact, the primary responsibility was to transport things for the purposes of industry.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you go into a lot of areas, not just train yards, but some of the path the track takes will go past industrial areas. My point is that when you're on a train, you get to see some of the, let's say, seedier or the mm-hmm. seedy underbelly of America, which is cool in itself. And you're like, well, it's trashy, right? Well, yeah, it can be because, you'll see things discarded on the side of the track where, they're out of view from everybody else, but you see it on the train. But that's a part, I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's a part we don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was just unique. It's not great. Yeah, I'd rather see something pretty. But then you see that, too, because when you get through nature, you see things you would never see in a car. So it was an awesome trip. Everything about it was awesome. Somebody tried to steal our stuff on the train.
Oh, no.
I'm serious, yeah. We caught her, and they got her off the train.
Throw her off the train?
Not while it was moving. And presumably, she was arrested in St. Louis.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was an eventful. I had a great vacation. We got all our stuff back, so even that was an adventure that was tolerable.
How long is the train ride?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a long ride.
It's like
isn't
two
it?
Full days.
You stop a lot?
You stop a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we stopped in Chicago for 5 hours inexplicably. I don't know
of course.
Why, but yeah. So it was, and that was like the rough part of the trip, but everything else was great.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm happy that you had a happy holiday with your son and your wifey.
Had an awesome time. Yeah, we had a daughter somewhere, too. I think I left her in the car.
Did Brittany come along?
She was in the car with the windows cracked. No, not really. She actually stayed home and took care of the house and the dog and everything.
Brave.
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
you've come a long way.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Oh, you mean I'm brave. I thought you meant she. Yeah, you're right.
You're brave, yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't. She was like, don't let the door, Dad,
Oh, wow.
But we do. I know that I've spent some time talking about my wonderful holiday. We have a lot of things going on at the school.
Whole lot.
And I think we've explained to people the purpose of this show. Lindsay and I consider ourselves, right or wrong, we stand by this. We're the ambassadors to Henry Ford Community College.
We are.
And we talk to the community and the listeners and let you know what's going on here. Things that are very interesting, very inexpensive, sometimes free. And we do this on a monthly basis.
Most of the time, open to the general public, too.
Oh, absolutely.
This is most, a lot of the things that go on here, you don't have to be a student. You can just be human walking this earth.
Well, you can, but and one of the things, if you don't mind, Lindsay, I know you have a rather lengthy list there. I wanted to start by doing a little bit of a recap. In December, HFCC, the Phi Theta Kappa chapter, donated coats to the Coalition on Temporary Shelter, which otherwise known as COTS, COTS. And this was kind of a big deal. It was the middle of December, and they had the chapter raised and spent from its own account approximately $2,700. They purchased 162 winter coats. These are 162 winter coats that, that people didn't have before that. And then they were dispersed to the children at the Methodist Children's Home in Redford, Share House, Youthville, and the Children's Center, all of which are located in Detroit. In addition, the HFCC chapter, in its discussions with its sister PTK chapter at Schoolcraft College, They discussed receiving and using donations raised at a bowling event held also in December for more winter coats. So they're getting winter coats for all of these people. And again, these are 162 winter coats they wouldn't have had otherwise. And I'm really proud of the people here at the Phi Theta Kappa chapter of Henry Ford Community College.
Yes, kudos to them. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, what else we got going on? We have a day of service. This Monday coming up, the 17th.
That's right, no school.
It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I'm pretty sure all of Dearborn schools will be off. And Henry Ford Community College is working with University of Michigan Dearborn as a day of service. HFCC is going to be also joining forces with various local organizations on this day, on January 17th, to have a day of outreach, to
really much for the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's like he spent a lifetime of service to, well, humanity, if you think about it. It wasn't just to certain segments of the population. He was about everybody. And this gives us a chance. Of course, schools closed. It's a nationally recognized day. No mail, no bank, all that stuff. A lot of people don't have work. And this gives us an opportunity. You have the list there, but some of the things that we get to go out to places that are not neglected necessarily, but I think that they don't have a lot of people that are clamoring to do some of the
interest.
Yeah. So, and one of them, for example, Vista Maria. I think we talked about this in our last show, where you can actually, that's right here. It's within shouting distance of our college. And I think the thing they want there is the main priority is cleaning windows.
That was it. Yes, and there's a lot of windows.
There's a lot of windows. But this is an opportunity. I mean, you would think, well, they have people that can do that.
Most of the volunteer work that people will be doing are beautification projects on various buildings and organizations throughout the Detroit area. Where was another one that they had for beautification? Was the Salvation Army. They're looking for volunteers to beautification projects and package, sort, and distribute food. So clean up the Salvation Army, help it.
They are putting packages together, and that's going to be one of the responsibilities of the volunteers.
Yes.
Now, they had just like 400 people last year. Now, that is between a number of schools, and I think it included Oakland University, or OCC, U of M, Dearborn, Henry Ford, and a couple other schools. So it wasn't just our school that had 400-plus volunteers.
Mm-hmm. But combined, there was...
Yeah, but what a great big number.
Wonderful turnout.
And there's a huge commitment from people this year.
I want to quote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., if life is to be complete, we must beyond our self-interest.
We must move beyond our self-interest, yep.
Oh, well, move is taken out of mine.
Oh, really?
It says we must beyond our self-interest, and I thought we must beyond our self-interest.
He said we must move beyond. Okay,
my printout doesn't have move.
I think...
It sounds good both ways.
I like them both. I was just going to say, no matter what you said, Dr. King, if life is to be complete, we must move beyond ourselves. That means don't be selfish.
Yeah.
Think outside. Think of serving others. How can I help other people? I know you have a lot of information there.
I do. More of the volunteer projects, though. One of the really cool ones that you and I talked about on our last show was the Cody High School. Do you remember this one?
This is the one I think I'm doing.
It's another beautification process. Oh, are you doing it?
I think so.
A beautification project. Ooh, that hurt.
Sorry. It's right. A little wake-up call.
They're going to be painting canvases and locker murals, classrooms, and building benches, but... The painting the locker murals would be pretty cool.
That's the one I think. Yeah, you know I love the paint.
Yeah,
I mean, I love all that stuff. And I just
you took that art class.
A lot of that came out this last semester.
Very nice.
Yeah, the drawing and the actual art. So yeah, to me that's the ultimate beautification when you can add your own like creativity to it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, not to trivialize any of the charitable opportunities, but there's not as much creativity, say, going into washing a window as there is to painting a mural.
Yeah.
So, but you can see that some will suit others better than...
But just the idea of a beautification process in itself, pretty cool.
Really cool.
The Motor City Blight Busters is also going to be looking for volunteers for renovation of vacant houses and buildings in Detroit.
That is really cool.
That's really neat. I'm pretty interested in that one.
Is that an ongoing thing, or is that just for the service day?
I would think it's ongoing. I mean, they're looking for volunteers to assist with it, so it's ongoing.
Right.
So they probably just need, you know, if you want to help that day. But I'm sure if you were really taken by it and you want to continue doing it, they would be more than happy to have you volunteer regularly.
Well, that's the thing, is that at the last sustainability panel, and there's another one coming up, by the way, January 20th. I want to say that right now because I just got the email, and it's at the same place right here.
The ASCC.
ASCE.
Big
SAE.
A-S.
No, it's here. The new building on campus used to be the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, the SME. We purchased that building and we leased part of it back to the SME, but we keep the other part for things just like the sustainability panel, and that's January 20th.
Cool.
And please stay tuned to our station or go to the website because there are a lot of the information will be coming out. I don't have the exact time. I just got the email. So
it's breaking news.
Breaking
news on Campus Connection.
But when I was talking about the sustainability panel, what they said was there were parts of Detroit, and I think it was Martin Luther King Boulevard and Rosa Parks, but they have X number of people going up and cleaning it. And it's a really long portion of road, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, how that's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
When they get so many people, that's the point. The point is to get as many people as possible, because if you just had a handful of people, yeah, it would take days, maybe a week. But the number of people they had, they literally got it completely clean, beautified, to use your word, within a few hours. So, yeah, you make a difference. One person can make that much of a difference. you know, and these are goals. They didn't just put this together as suggestions. These are goals. They want to clean all the windows at the Vista Maria and the beautification at these other places. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a big deal. Now, from what we understand, you can still register online until tomorrow.
Yeah, if any of these interest you, there are plenty more too. But if any of these interest you, you can still register online until tomorrow, and you can do that by going through www.umd.umich.edu.
Okay.
And wait, is that the?
The one I have is a much longer one.
Okay.
It's http://, and then it says tinyurl.com, which means it's a really long URL.
Is there a link to this on Henry Ford's website by chance?
There is.
Okay. hfcc.edu.
There you go.
Follow the link and register. And this is just for registering online until tomorrow. If you are not able to register online, even better, you can register up until Martin Luther King Day.
You can show
by
up.
Coming here. Yeah, by coming here to Henry Ford Community College's Student Center in the, the Student Activities Office in the Student Center, and register there, or you can show up at U of M Michigan.
Yeah.
University of Michigan Dearborn at 8 o'clock in the morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Monday the 17th. And you would go to the University Center, which is sort of, you can't miss it. It's the sort of in the middle of the whole campus.
It's I'm going to butcher this word, Dennis.
Really?
Kutchoff Hall?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Kutchoff Hall and the University Center.
Yeah, that's where our panel meetings were. It's one of the most popular buildings.
Volunteers must be registered by 8:15 at the latest.
And then they give you a ride. There's shuttles out to all these
carpooling,
different locations.
They're doing carpooling to all the project sites. A light breakfast and lunch will be provided. And you will also get a MLK Day of Service t-shirt.
Not surprisingly, the free lunch got my attention.
Breakfast and lunch. Yeah. Light breakfast and
lunch. I know.
Lunch.
I don't eat a heavy breakfast anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So,
if you would like any more information, you can also call the Student Center at 845-9865. That is 313 area code, and it is Henry Ford Community College's Student Activities Office. Michelle is the woman to speak to.
Michelle knows everything.
She does know everything.
Yeah.
She is.
Really cool lady.
She's the lady.
Okay.
Right, but there are many more organizations that, you know, I could go on and on about them. I do want to say beehive training. You ever heard of beehive?
No.
It volunteers will learn how to prepare taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get beehive from that?
I don't know.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't make this up.
Because I know
all.
every once in a while,
white, Dennis,
you'll do a where's Waldo kind of thing, and you'll say something, and then later on.
Lindsayisms do pop out.
And then you'll ask me later on, did you catch that? It's like a big test.
Well, there are so many, though, different organizations. So it goes anywhere from learning how to prepare taxes to washing windows to painting murals. I mean, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Really.
Well, no, I mean, that's incredible. But the beehive must be because it's such an intense work environment.
Oh, that's a good
idea. A concentration of busyness.
I'm not going to be able to busyness. I'm not going to be able to answer it. So whatever
you could totally at any point, and our listeners would agree, you could just go, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and everybody would think you knew all along.
I'd say it's a busy beehive, kind of busy bee.
Busy bee
tax service.
Deductive reasoning.
That's what Dennis and I, once our radio careers fail, we're going to be the busy bee.
And I can see the dark at the end of the tunnel right now. No, seriously, this is HFCC's Campus Connection. Lindsay and Dennis, we're doing this live for the very first time. And folks, we've been doing this for over a year. So it's not, I mean, we figured, you know, we got the recorded show down. Let's challenge ourselves.
Our schedules would never allow for us to do this before. Dennis and I had some conflicting.
And the fact is, our schedules wouldn't allow a recorded show this time. So talk about irony. No, but the reality is, I would rather do it live like this.
Yes. We've been discussing this for a while.
Yeah, for almost a year. And now that school's back in and we have a lot going on, it just seems like it would be, I don't know, we don't need the interruptions that we would use for editing.
School is back in session, though, huh?
I started yesterday, and you did too.
I started yesterday, too.
Now, really quickly, as our listeners know, I go here still for a lot of reasons, and Lindsay has moved on to bigger and better at Wayne State University. You told me that you have a pretty intense schedule. Like we were talking about recording, you said Monday, was it Monday and Wednesday? You said I'm there all day till 10 o'clock.
I'm there till 10 o'clock and I'm Monday. It's Wednesday, I'm not there that late. Oh, Monday, okay. Monday is my crazy day. I have a 4-hour long class because it meets just once a week.
Oh my gosh.
But that's my film class, so we get to watch flicks and talk and have fun.
Okay, well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's cool.
That'll be similar to what we had Tom Hopkins. Yeah. We had Tom Hopkins for that here. And you know what? You were telling me about that. On the one hand, it's unfortunate that you have to retake it. But if you have to retake a class, that's probably the one you would have said, okay.
And I already have learned. I mean, it's already going to be so much different from, I mean, there's some things that are recapping, of course, from what we learned in Tom's history of film class.
Right.
This one, the films are completely different. I'm not doing any of the same. There's no double. There's nothing like, oh, I've already watched this film for another class. I've already wrote a paper on that.
Are you sure? Really? Positive. That's so cool.
No, I do take it back. I'm sorry. There is a French realism film.
Uh-oh.
Remember the one with the hand and the eye? Or the eye in the hand? I'm sorry, the eye in the hand. Luis...
It was a realism or surrealism?
Surrealism. Did I say realism?
Yeah, but surrealism. It was with the famous painter.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Hold on.
It's right there.
it's on the tip of my brain. Salvador Dali.
Dali,
yeah,
yes.
There you go. Gosh.
And that was, we only saw maybe, 5 minutes of that, if
he
that.
He showed us a clip, but it stayed with me forever. I never forgot it. And I was talking about it with Tom yesterday, actually. I'd seen him earlier in the day and was telling him about my class at night.
Right.
And he was looking at my list of films, and he was like, this is going to be a pretty intense course.
And it's not like Tom pulled punches with us. We saw parts of many movies, and he showed us clips. If you ever take a film topic class, this was a film history and appreciation class, actually. Mm-hmm. And he went from the very, very beginning when he talked about when
the
artists...
Luminaire Brothers.
But even before that, he talked about... what is the concept where we shine something on the wall and then trace around it? Camera obscura?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went back that far, and then we talked
about... It starts with photo.
The Man on the Moon.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, and he didn't show it.
No, but Tom shows it. Yeah. Because I'm thinking that at this class you're in now, they're like, you've seen all this stuff.
Yeah.
You have the foundation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we saw a lot of movies, so it seemed...
It's going to be a fun class.
Do you have a list of all...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show it to you.
All right. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's a cool class. So, I'm having a good semester. I'm pretty busy, but it's going to be an awesome semester.
And we know that you could do the second Tuesday of each month live, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What else we got? I know that we have Martin Luther King under us.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Welcome back.
You know, and I'm still the editor of the paper, and we're really focusing on this.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Dennis is Student of the Month.
Oh, brother.
Dennis is Henry Ford Community College's Student of the Month out of the whole entire college. All of the students here, which are how many?
I don't know, 20,000.
Oh, yeah.
But there's another girl who also, a young lady who also won, and her picture was taken earlier with mine, so that's two people. And in all fairness to the other 20,998 people, a lot of people didn't know. It's not something you run for. You know what I mean? I didn't set out and fill out an application.
I wouldn't think that you would, that you would apply to be student of the month.
I'd really like to be student of the month, and if I can't have that, I'll be assistant student of the month. Then I'll be an apprentice.
No, well, congratulations,
well,
Dennis, because I know you work very hard and you do an awful lot for this school. A whole lot for this school. You're editor of the newspaper.
Thank you.
Yes,
I am.
And you are always full-time, and you know pretty much every teacher here, I think.
I have to. That's the only way I can get good grades.
Well.
I wash a lot of cars.
Well, you do a wonderful job, and you're also a big asset to WHFR.
Thank you. So you're just saying that because it's true.
Because we're live.
Yeah, I can't edit it out.
You can't edit it out.
Oh, okay.
I've trapped him.
Yeah, she got me. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
I'm sure you'll be student of the month somewhere.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, my 10 years here didn't... my picture's up on a wall in the old pagoda room or something.
There's no name, though. It just, right. Well, it's your name, and then when it says graduation, I saw a question mark, right?
Because I know I'm going to come back
one
day.
It's so funny, and then you end up with 2 degrees.
I'll get a couple more.
Well, congratulations
right, well,
on you.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot. All right, welcome back, Days.
Welcome back, Days. Let's talk about this.
January 25th is the official kickoff day for Welcome Back Days here at Henry Ford Community College.
Does this give a recap of what this is about? Because I do hear regularly, what is Welcome Back Days?
It's events, and they give new and returning students opportunities to learn about the programs. Pretty much like HFCC's Campus Connection, going on for a week out there in the student auditorium.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah,
what would we wear? Like a lobster uniform and a big hot dog? We'd be like, hey.
Well, no, we would have to. You said hot dog. Hot dog in a bun? Or
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
What would be the connection?
Well,
whatever.
Well,
I'll be a book bag and you could be, I don't know, whatever.
A pencil.
So, but there's so, more. This is like most, if not all, of the clubs
set up and everything. Yeah. There are so many clubs here.
It's ridiculous.
I did go to Henry Ford Community College for quite some time, and I've been to a lot of the welcome back days, and I was always just like shocked at how many clubs there are here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like the ice carving club. How many schools have an ice carving club?
No, that's kind of one of our favorites. They just were at the Detroit Zoo this past weekend for an exhibition.
Okay.
And they carved out there and brought everything. And then they, I don't know, you weren't here yesterday.
Well, I just walked up and saw the palm. Are you talking about the palm tree that's out there?
You didn't see, they had a four-piece chess set.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, is it still out there?
It's still there. Well, it's snowing right now, too.
Wasn't that cool, though?
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful.
There's the palm tree.
It's seriously like a big chess board with big chess pieces out of ice.
Like when I say big, the pawn is probably about 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
And the queen is at least double that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's on, like she said, an actual board. And what they'll do.
And there's a palm tree. It's taller than me.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It's really cool.
See, yeah. I actually didn't see the palm tree. I saw two other things, though. And then the chess board got my attention. They have a class. They actually. I don't think we're the only one in the country. We reported this last fall. I don't think we're the only college in the country to have. I think we're the only community college to have an ice carving class.
Yeah.
But it is part of some culinary programs. But the point is that we're like nationally recognized. So we don't just stay in the area.
No, we're all over.
And we are. We've made a commitment to get at least Shannon from the club. She's in the club and in the class. And we're going to at least get Shannon on our show.
Which we had once before.
In fact, was it our very first show?
It was this time last year.
Okay.
It was the winter. They were out there, and we were like in shock. They were out there with chainsaws and they had.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
What did they have? They had a curling iron?
Yep.
Was it a curling iron?
No. It was a regular iron.
So Lindsay
and I are prepping for our show, and she comes into the studio, and she said, okay, I'm walking outside, coming into the building, and all of a sudden I see an iron, like an iron that you would iron in clothes sitting outside. I'm, what the heck? It's, you know, because it was snowing, it was cold. And she goes, then I turn around, and as I'm opening the door, you heard a chainsaw behind you. And I know you weren't being naive. You just hadn't put two and two together. I mean, it was like, so that's when we found, that's how Lindsay was introduced to this club.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, oh, they're just carving ice over there.
That's not something that, right, now you would. Now you'd be like, oh my gosh. But a couple days a week, they either have the class going. There's two classes now. There's Ice Carving 1 and Ice Carving 2.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually have a more advanced level, which is awesome. And then they have the club, which encompasses, I think, just about everybody, any ability. Anybody can be in the club. But that's just one. I know I cut you off on that, but how many other clubs do we have?
I couldn't even begin to tell
you. I know, dozens.
Really, dozens and dozens.
And, you know, before you continue, there's something I have in front of me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, January 12th, at 3:15 in C119, which is where we have our WHFR staff meeting. So that's in the Student Center, and it's
by the Skylight Cafe down the hall from 5101.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Right down the hall from the restaurant.
Across from the restrooms.
It's sort of down the hall from the restrooms. Room C119, it's a student club meeting, and everyone is welcome to attend and learn more about all the student clubs. So there will be probably representation for most clubs. This is tomorrow in addition to what's going on Welcome Back Days. So this is a really good way to get – now, go to Welcome Back Days, too, because a lot of these clubs are giving away stuff. You can get your temporary tattoos or what are some of the other things they're giving away, Lindsay?
Pucker powder.
Okay. I just found out what this is.
We both just found out. It was one of the – I have a list here of things, and I told Dennis before the show – what's pucker powder? I feel like I should know.
Like
this.
I would know.
Yeah.
I'm like a year or two older than Lindsay, so I'm thinking.
I'm sorry.
Lindsay.
I'm sorry, yeah.
This is radio. It's theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'm a little bit older than her. And so I remember these as being called different things. But
they were like dippy sticks.
It's exactly what we used to call it. So I guess we are a similar generation.
Yeah.
So there, huh?
Yeah, all right.
So there you go, laughing. Yeah. Anyway, but we used to take, I always thought it was kind of weird because it was a shiny, like a sweet tart stick, right? And you would dip it in the powder, and it's just like the dentist's dream. They just want you, please eat more of that. Yes, I can hear the cavities forming.
Yeah, I can hear the dollars ching ching.
Exactly. And I could never figure out the smooth, you know, candy stick. I'm going to put it in the powder. Well, of course, you had to lick it first. It sticks to it, and there's the, you know, so we learned something, some kind of chemical.
So they're going to have some sort of pucker powder type thing
probably
tomorrow.
Not with the sticks, though.
Or Welcome Back Days. I don't, yeah. don't know, but airbrush tattoos, these aren't the kind that you, like, you know, you got to get a wet washcloth and stick it on your hand and then hold the wet washcloth over it and then you're wet and a mess.
So they're actually customizing.
They're doing airbrush tattoos, yeah. The one year they had henna art. So I don't know if that might be, it doesn't say henna that that's what they're doing. But they've always had some really cool stuff out there for Welcome Back Days.
That's what I'm saying. Go to the meeting tomorrow.
There's going to be a DJ. Yeah, go to the meeting tomorrow.
Learn
definitely.
About it and then go and have fun at those Welcome Back Days.
All the clubs, they're going to have a photo booth set up, too, so you and your friends can hop in the photo booth and take, you know...
Like we're at the airport.
Like funny pictures.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
I don't go to the airport.
You've never...
I don't really remember that.
Okay. No. Well, they used to have these photo booths.
And you've seen it
in all the movies. Yeah, and it's really cute, and I can't even think of a romantic...
It's one of the big things that a lot of weddings are doing now. I've been to a few weddings in the past few years, and a few of my friends have had a photo booth set up at the reception, so you and your silly bridesmaid friends can get in there and make a fool out of themselves and take pictures, and then they stick it in their wedding book as a, you know.
That's a great idea.
It's really cool.
I bet the pictures get more and more interesting as the cash bar, the night moves on.
Yeah. Right.
I should say open bar moves
on.
Anyway.
Ron Jackson and Friends Band is actually going to be playing on the 26th, which is Wednesday of Welcome Back Days, and on Thursday, the 27th of Welcome Back Days. And Ron Jackson is a jazz musician who has played all over the world.
Okay.
He's a well-known jazz musician, and he's going to be here at Henry Ford Community College for Welcome Back Days performing for the new and returning students.
This it never ceases to amaze me, the kind of the quality of talent they get here.
There's going to be a lot of vendors, too, aside from that, so food and stuff.
So a lot of this is free. Some of it is cost money, but it's very inexpensive. The whole point of this is for the students, literally, welcome back.
Yeah.
For the returning students.
Good time. Lots of giveaways. They do a lot of giveaways along with the live music and popcorn. I'm going to say that because everybody likes popcorn.
Oh, I know.
And once you smell it, then it's like a chain reaction.
Somebody doesn't like popcorn. It's hard to trust them.
Yeah. It's like dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Somebody doesn't like dogs if dogs like popcorn.
Right.
No, I was confused. All right.
So definitely Welcome Back Days are kicking off on Tuesday, January 25th, going on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to the 27th from 11 to 2 p.m. in the Student Center.
Now, WHFR is a huge presence on that Tuesday and Wednesday. They usually don't do Thursday. But Tuesday and Wednesday, we have our, and I won't be putting this up, the tent.
The blue.
It's not really a tent indoors, but
it's a tent.
It's at least the structure that we use. It's
an art fair tent. That's what I think.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
It's art fair.
It's got some paneling that has the blue WHFR Making Waves on it. You can't miss it.
Because we are the station Making Waves.
Yes, we are. Yes. We are halfway through our first live show.
Holy cow, Dennis.
I know.
It is 12:30 here at WHFR Studios.
Let's do a two-hour show today and screw everybody up.
Let's do it. Let's screw everybody up.
You want to do a six-hour show?
Let's do it. Who's on today? It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Us.
Yeah, right?
Go with what you know. All right. What else do you have over there?
Another really cool thing about Henry Ford Community College is the English Language Institute that we have here.
This is Eli.
Yes.
And this baffled me for the first year.
Baffled you.
Let's step back. You know Dennis, and you know in addition to food, the thing that I love is words.
Yes.
So anything that I hear, English language or English or language arts or whatever, I'm very... I'm not exaggerating. It catches my attention.
Yeah.
So I'm going through liberal arts, and I see one whole hall devoted to Eli. Now, I think they've moved everything. This was 2 years ago. And I'm like, what is this? Well, you have the information in front of you. It really had little to do with me other than my interest in it, other than my interest in English. Because if I'm not mistaken, is this not for people that English, it doesn't come easy to them, right?
No, yeah. I'm going to read right from it.
Okay.
Could Henry Ford ever have imagined that the college bearing his name would one day be the gathering place of over 70 nationalities? All with one goal in mind, learning proficiency in English.
Right.
So that is exactly what Eli does. Ford, whose father was an Irish immigrant, would be proud of HFCC's English Learning Institute, ELI, a program designed to meet the needs of foreign students wishing to speak English. We do have many different nationalities here on this campus.
It's incredible.
And the amount of different languages that are flowing through this school is, amazing to me.
Right.
I mean, I did grow up in Dearborn, but at the same time, but coming here to this school, there's even more than what you would think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, in a lot of cases, just like any city, a cosmopolitan city, you have the people of whatever their national, their heritage, mm-hmm. they tend to stick together. When you're going to college, community college or otherwise, you're out of your natural environment and you're coming in and you're mixing. And so, yeah, we have this melting pot of just incredible, what is 70 different cultures?
Yeah, and this program, the center, the ELI, opened here at Henry Ford in 2001. And since, it's grown now to where we have 300 to 400 foreign students in a semester, taking to one semester, 300 to 400 different language speaking students that are being helped in their English learning proficiency.
Right, so you understand when I first started and didn't know what it was for, it confused me a little. Now I'm thinking it may be an opportunity for me to be able to actually help.
Yeah, well, they're and it's not just speaking they're doing. They're helping you with listening, speaking, reading, and writing.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to learn. And English language is hard.
The hardest.
It's very, very hard.
And it's because there's so many exceptions to the
reading
rules.
Reading and writing is unbelievable. I really feel for the people that come over here
right.
and have to learn how to try to write and read and... It makes no sense sometimes. Read and read. I mean, I just write that. Read and read.
Right.
I mean, that's like the hardest.
Lead and led. Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
It goes on and on. The list goes on and on. And I have a lot of friends that have struggled with learning how to read. And they're smart people.
Right.
But they've had so much trouble learning to read English. And other than that, I mean, some of them are the smartest people I know. And they travel the world.
Right.
They're like all over the place. And they're, you know, pretty bright people. But learning to read English
is
hard.
My guess is they probably speak it very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Speaking is fine. I mean, I could have an elaborate conversation with them about, you know, physics if I knew anything about physics.
Right. Well, if they don't, then you could just fake
right.
it.
I can fake it. Great.
But, you know, the thing about the language, I know, like you, I think your Spanish was your second language, right?
Yeah.
I know we talked about
it's like a kind of half second.
Yeah. I should be better at it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have more to learn.
I took enough French that I should be very good at, proficient.
Yeah, parlez-vous français?
Un peu, very little. but I can read it easily. It's the speed of the speech that catches me. And you know, you got to face it. French is it just flows.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful language.
You almost get hypnotized by, you know, and then what?
Right.
You know? <Yeah. laughs> But reading it, I like a little bit more slowly. So, but back to English. English is not an easy feat. Even for those of us who feel we're very proficient at it, we still get tangled up a little bit by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about, is there a particular program that they're promoting, or do we just want people in general to know about?
Well, it's just... I think they want to bring attention to the fact that here it is 9 years later, ELI is still helping hundreds and hundreds of students a semester, and it's growing.
It's
growing. Getting bigger. And they've actually began to offer courses online as well, and which everything is
No, but that makes sense.
Online. Yeah.
If you can add the audio aspect to it, which you can, that's a brilliant idea.
It's another just another resource to provide a new avenue for students that want to learn English.
But the school is so smart because it realizes... It's student base. It realizes, you know, the 70 different cultures or nationalities that go into this big melting pot. And the school is doing things. I mean, we talked about the parking situation and how it could have been disastrous. Yet they get a shuttle. We can park across the street at Fairlane, take a shuttle free from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, 4 days a week, without missing a beat. You don't even have to contend with parking anymore if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why the school is being so proactive. We anticipate hearing a lot of information. We don't know yet whether there'll be a smoking ban, but that's in the works too.
I think, yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about it. I mean, we tend to follow suit, and some of the other institutions in the area are doing that. But the fact is that the school being Henry Ford Community College, and oh, by the way, they don't tell us what to say. These opinions that we express, that Lindsay and I express, aren't necessarily those of anyone here at the college. They don't tell us what we can and can't say or urge us to say anything. That in itself is just a huge testament to how good the school is. But they didn't just say, no more smoking, or we're going to continue. They said, we're going to think about this. Mm-hmm. We're going to do research and investigate it, what have you. And they're not going to just make a decision based on, oh, because U of M did, or, oh, because a few students complain. Inevitably, I think they will go smoke-free because everybody else is.
It's for the better.
And it is for the better.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I love how they just don't do things arbitrarily.
Henry Ford does not follow suit.
No. We're leaders, for sure.
Very much. The ELI, I want to say real quick, though, it you do not receive college credit for it. It's basically just to really help students that need
It's developmental need courses.
Yes.
Then. Okay.
Yes. Although.
Although. But there's more.
There is a way that you can earn college credit. If you are a high school student. High school students.
This is a big deal to me.
This is pretty cool. Wow. I wish I would have been able to take advantage of this when I was in high school.
Right.
And I, you know, Yeah, let's just leave it at that. I wish that I would have been able to take advantage of this. Yeah, we're way back in
the
day.
You're so funny.
High school students can earn between 3 to 16 articulated credits in one of 17 degree certificate programs here at Henry Ford. Did you even, I mean,
okay,
17?
So they're still in high school.
Still in high school. You have to be a junior or a senior.
Okay.
And they are able to earn college credits in different technical fields, such as? Automotive technology.
Okay.
Criminal justice.
All right.
Graphic design. Hospitality, culinary arts, those are just to name a few. I did not have time to check on this, but does telecommunications fall into that, do you think? I wonder.
I'm trying to think if I had any dual, we're talking dual enrollment, right?
Yeah.
I know that my friend Angelina went to Allen Park, and she was in a graphic design program. I don't know about telecom.
I wonder.
That's a great question.
I wonder, and I feel, I'm sorry to our listeners that I don't have the answer to
no,
that.
No, you know what it is, and we will.
Yeah.
At some point.
Well, and it's a 17-degree certificate programs, so.
Well, see, and the telecommunications, that's an actual degree, but within the graphic arts, there's many certificates, and let's face it, you can get on the radio here by taking, you don't even have to be a student. You can take a 1-credit hour.
Mm-hmm.
8-week course that meets once a week,
TCM 189,
and after you successfully pass that, you can petition to get your own. Like, this is what Lindsay and I did. We passed the class. We got along. Lindsay and I had already known each other, and we got along, I say, very well.
Yeah.
And put a show together, pitched it, we got it, and here we are a year later doing it live for the first time. This is all, like, things that, I don't know, we go to, Lindsay
history
and I,
in the making right here.
But we go to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters functions, like, they have a conference every year. And there's so many people there that, gosh, I wish I was on the radio. They go to some really, really, really prominent schools that mean a lot. But yet, even there, they're not actively on the radio like we are right now.
Yeah, there are actual broadcasting schools. I won't say any names. I've graduated from one. And I think that Henry Ford Community College really set me off as far as being with radio and WHFR. And
what a difference, though,
Lindsay. If it weren't for Henry Ford, then I wouldn't be where I am in my radio career.
Absolutely.
Which it is. It's, you know, it's WHFR is a career to me.
Absolutely.
It's a start, and it's
and this
wonderful.
Is where we got an opportunity to learn. We learned from our mistakes. Let's face it. If mm-hmm. we listen to our first show now, yeah, it would be probably
yeah.
difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, we're, yeah. So here we are.
But so these dual enrollment things, the students, awesome. Awesome opportunity. If you have a high school student, if you know a high school student, if you are a high school student, please look into this. I do want to say one of the most popular certificate programs is the Cisco Computer Networking.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And that's huge, and it's only going to get bigger. And yes, that is one of the programs that does count, and you can get up to 17 credits. To graduate and get your associate's, what is it, 62 credit hours?
Mm-hmm. And that, I think it's a 2-year certificate program, so it's a very structured program.
Yeah.
I would say 17 credits probably knocks out at least a first semester.
Definitely.
At least. Now, that is a huge program, and the reason why it's so big is, first of all, Cisco's monstrous, and this is a very comprehensive program that we have here, and there's no reason why somebody completing the entire program won't be out there working and making quite a bit of money right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cisco is one of those growing areas, and I know people that are in it personally that are doing very well, and again, the future in computers, say there is one.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah, no, it's good. I was just, somebody said, well, I don't know if that internet is going to stay around. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going to stop it?
Yeah.
What?
Go back to your Amish community, sir.
Exactly.
All right. We have less than 20 minutes.
Less than 20 minutes. I do want to say, though, that program is federally funded. The Carl D. Perkins Career Grant, they can receive that for to help pay for secondary partnerships at Henry Ford Community College.
Okay, the Perkins Grant, and that is through, is it Dr. Beldreth?
I have a phone number that you can call if you want more information
okay.
about the secondary partnerships, which is what these high school students can do, is 313-317-6509. And, yeah, check it out. There's no name.
Okay, because I know that the Perkins Grants were written out of Dr. Hildreth's office, and she's in student outreach.
Yeah, we have some stuff about Dr. Hildreth, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I saw her name on the bottom of something over here
we got.
I know we're going to move on to whatever, but I know we're going to do the music for last. Is that what you decided?
I think we're going to do music for last. You know what? It's snowing outside, isn't it?
I don't know. I've been inside.
We're, well, 845-9676.
Yeah, we're live.
Tell us if it's snowing.
Wow.
We'd like to know if it's snowing.
I can't
Dennis
believe we can
I.
actually take a live
yeah,
call.
We can take a live call.
All right. Just be right. careful what you say.
Yeah, right.
Lindsay's new at this.
I may not put you on the air.
Yeah. What else?
So I don't have anything with Dr. Hildreth's name on it over here. I must have gave it to you.
Really?
I must
okay.
have.
All right.
Yes, it was about that. It was
about
something.
This, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that is it. There's her name. It's and you know these people. Oh, no, you don't. No, that's the music thing I'm doing last. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm all excited.
I know, but I'm not really... This doesn't tell me a lot, so I want to know more.
There really isn't a whole lot. I looked for it online, too. Henry Ford Community College is going to be offering active parenting. It is not for college credit. It is a night class, Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm sorry, even afternoon class, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., Mondays and Wednesdays. And it is basically active parenting, help you interact with your child, be in their life.
I like passive parenting. You know, just kind of lay there and make them get stuff for me.
Yeah.
Give me the remote. I'm thirsty. That's not active, is it?
No, not quite.
Okay. You and I both are way more active than
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. But a lot of people may need a little, you know, it comes natural to, you know, people like us.
Yeah, because we're ambassadors.
Some people need a little bit of help, though. And there's nothing wrong with that. Being a parent is one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the hardest job in the world.
The fact that you're looking for help, kudos.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly. And Henry Ford Community College is offering active parenting. It is C-O-U-N, counseling. 128.
Count 128. And
it's a country class. Yeah, it's a country class. Be active. It's in the LRC, and that's Learning Resources Center, right
next
to the library. And if you're not familiar with the library, it is the...
It's right next to the LRC.
Next to the LRC.
Sorry, I do.
Room 121. The class starts on January 31st. It is a 12-week class, and the instructor is Dr. Brenda Hildreth, who Dennis and I speak of often on Campus Connection.
She's absolutely awesome, and yeah, this is her thing. So just the fact that she's heading this up, you know, it's credible, and it's going to be really good.
It must be, you know, and I'm thinking just because her name's on it alone, I wonder how many people have already registered for
exactly.
it. Exactly. So it could be filling up, really. January 31st is right around the corner, folks. Register. All right, where are we at? We got 15 minutes left, and we're going to talk music.
All right. Can I talk about these people?
You sure can, Dennis.
It's the Council of World Cultures presents S-O-U-L, Soul. And that stands for, it's an acronym for Singers of United Lands. Now, the thing that's really unique about Singers of United Lands, who I know as Marcus, and well, Marcus runs it, and his wife Sylvia. Sylvia's not actually part; she's not a singer, but she's the wife of Marcus, who founded this. And I know them because Jen and I walk our dog Wiley around the park by our house by Ten Eyck, pretty much every day. And we met Sylvia a couple of years ago when she was walking her little dog, and then she had to stop because she got pregnant and had a baby. And anyway, but we see them all the time. And I know that Marcus and Singers of United Lands were actually on WHFR last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think on Lynn's show, on No Boys Allowed. She had them, or a show after that. Maybe it was Bill Wright's show. But they're amazing. And they're a unique quartet of four singers, each from a different continent. This year's singers represent Australia, Colombia, Canada, and Zambia.
Neat.
The group strives to develop international and cultural relationships through vocal music from around the world. Now, Marcus and Sylvia are from Switzerland, and he's more of the what would you call it?
I don't know,
like
guys.
The conductor or the what is it when you have an ensemble?
Composer, conductor.
He's the leader, or whatever. Okay. Anyway, so that's why it said this year's singers represent.
He's the director.
The director, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just. The little bit that I've heard from them here last year, and he gets different singers each year.
So they're coming here?
And they're coming here, and I know that Lynn had said that she wants them on WHFR. They're coming here January 20th at 11:10 in the morning.
To Henry Ford Community College.
To Henry Ford Community College, here at the Student and Culinary Arts Center. So when's the 20th? If today's the 11th?
The 20th is
a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, one week from Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
So they'll be, and all I can tell you is it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And Sylvia probably won't bring the dog. She probably won't bring her daughter. No, but just the music. I mean, they're amazing. They just...
Thursdays are my off day. Maybe I should come up to Henry Ford.
You know what?
This sounds really interesting.
You're such a music lover.
Yeah. And, I'm going to check them out.
And it's cool because on their they had a minivan, and they had this... nobody can see it but you, but it's their like logo
their
or whatever.
Logo,
it's a
Singers flag.
Of United Lands. Yep.
It's a flag that is... bunch of flags kind of put together.
Yeah. And then this is now they have like one of those little stand up shuttles. Mm-hmm. It's in their driveway, and you see Singers of United Lands, and I just thought it caught my attention.
I have cool neighbors like that. Oh, we're alive. I shouldn't say that. Whoops.
Yeah, your neighbors are wonderful.
Every single one of them.
Live in a dead end street. But no, but when I first saw this, we got to know Sylvia from walking our dogs together, and then finally I was just like, what does that mean? I mean, you really have my attention. Plus, my son, Corey, sang. Yeah. He was still in high school at the time at Ethel Ford. So she explained what they did, what Marcus does. And then it's weird how it came full circle, and they're performing here. They perform at the high schools. They perform at churches. They perform at mosques. They perform everywhere. These guys are amazing, not just in this area, but all over the country.
How neat.
Yeah, neat.
All right.
So that's my little thing. That's the 20th at 11 in the morning here at the Student Culinary Arts Center. I'm going to try to get Lindsay here. You can... I know what
are you
fun.
Here on Thursdays?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool.
In my we'll class,
do lunch. We'll do lunch at the Skylight. I miss the Skylight.
My class ends at noon.
I miss the Skylight.
Yeah. And I can't. It's the second day. I can't get out of it.
Sure, you can. You're the got student of the month.
Yeah, I'll just tell him. You're right. I forgot.
Just tell him. Yeah.
I'm fine. I'll see you there then. All right, we got 11 minutes.
We have 11 minutes, and there's big stuff going on with the big band here at Henry Ford Community College.
Okay.
Henry Ford's big band is going to be on Detroit area PBS stations. That's WTVS.
Wait a minute.
On Saturday, January 29th.
Really?
Yes, really. At 11:30 p.m. at night, too, which I love because I stay up all night.
I know. That's a Saturday?
It is a Saturday. And why they are going to be on PBS is because there's a big performance going on at Henry Ford Community Performing Arts Center on Michigan Avenue.
Love it.
Next to the cop shop over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Henry Ford Community College's music department is going to present Big Band and a Beatles concert Saturday, January 29th, really, really soon, coming up, January 29th, once again, Saturday, January 29th at 8 p.m. at the Henry Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. They are going to be performing lots of Beatles tunes. The Big Band will perform Big Band hits made famous by Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and big band arrangements of The Beatles, Yesterday, and Hey Jude. Midnight Blue, who is directed by Kevin Dewey.
Sure.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I've seen them perform. They are the voice ensemble group here at Henry Ford.
All right.
These ladies they're amazing.
Really?
Absolutely amazing. And both of these, the big band actually just got back from France. Remember we talked about them?
Yeah.
They did an international tour to go to France and play in one of the music festivals over there.
Was that over the holiday?
No. That was over the summer. Wasn't it the summer? I think it was the summer.
I think you're right.
Because they were looking to raise money and stuff to pay for part of their trip. And actually, I thought that I had the name of the festival that they went and did, but I don't see it. Midnight Blue and Henry Ford Big Band are just two of the 9 performing ensembles here at Henry Ford Community College. There are 250 musicians that take part in the HFCC performance groups. And each year they perform locally, nationally, and internationally. And I wish that I had... the name. I thought I saw the name of that festival. Dang, Dennis. Oh, I do. The big band played a jazz festival in Juan Festival in Juan-les-Pins, France. Juan-les-Pins. Here, you speak French.
Well.
There it is, right there.
Let me see if I can butcher this more than you do.
Check it out. Juan-les-Pins. I'm...
Yeah. Juan-les-Pins. J-U-A-N. Juan.
Yeah.
L-E-S. Lay.
Lay.
Lay. P-I-N-S, Le Pin, France. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And tickets are $20, and they are available by calling 943-2354, or you can go in person to the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center box office. And if you do want more information, which I don't see how you possibly could, because Dennis and I give it all to you, please contact Rick Goward. And you can do that. So you can do that by rgoward@hfcc.edu.
G-O-W-A-R-D.
And if something's going on January 29th and you're already got plans, you can watch it on PBS. It will air.
That's what you're talking about.
On PBS.
It's at 8 o'clock, and then they're showing the actual performance again on PBS at midnight.
Oh.
Or at 11.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, here it comes.
No. In conjunction.
Now you get the truth.
No, if you do miss the concert, I'm sorry, then you miss the concert. But the summer tour, the 2010 tour that they did in France.
Yeah.
That's going to be on PBS.
That's the PBS.
That's on PBS. That's why I was talking about it. That's why I wanted to know the name of the festival. Now I know what's going
live
on
radio.
In my brain.
Wow.
That's radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it will broadcast.
We used to make these same mistakes recording, so don't worry.
January 29th, you can go to the concert. You can be all big banded out and just love it and be just wanting more, so you can go home and tune in to PBS at 11:30 p.m. and watch the big band perform in France at the La Juan-les-Pins Festival in France.
Where it'll be warm because it is in the summer.
But Henry Ford Community College's music department is amazing.
Okay.
I've gone to many of the performances that they've put on here.
Can I recap just to make sure I understand?
Yes.
On the 29th at 8 o'clock at the Ford Performing Arts Center, which is in Dearborn on Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield, mm-hmm. or as Lindsay knows it, by the landmark, the, quote, cop shop, courthouse. Anyway, so at 8 o'clock, you can go and you can check out all this amazing music from Henry Ford, from nine bands here, including Midnight Blue, including all these different ensembles and probably some solo acts, and it's just going to be wonderful. And then that same night at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. is the performance.
You just about got all that right. Performing at the Performing Arts Center is just going to be the big band and Midnight Blue.
Gotcha.
All of the other amazing musical groups that we have at Henry Ford will not be performing that night.
That night.
But Henry Ford's big band, awesome, and Midnight Blue, amazing.
And that's
they
that
are
night.
Both playing that night.
And then it's at 8 o'clock on the 29th, and then at 11 p.m. on PBS.
11:30 on PBS.
Okay. We can watch Midnight Blue performing previously recorded.
You can watch the big band performing in France.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it?
I do. And then, of course, we'll keep you up to date, the listeners up to date, and all of the other bands and they're performing here. Because a lot of them do a concert series and they'll perform even right at lunchtime.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty amazing.
I'd like to talk to Kevin Dewey, get him on sometime.
6 minutes.
We have 6 minutes, and it's snowing outside, Dennis, and it's going to get more and more and more snow. And more and more and more snow.
Okay.
And you know I host Playing in the Waves.
I know. So that by virtue of the fact that that's a family-friendly show, I'm thinking that maybe there might even be some kids listening, right?
Well, most of them might be in school right now.
No, I don't mean right now, but I mean to your show, right?
Oh, to my show?
Yeah.
Heck yes.
And kids have school, like you said.
Yeah.
So how would, I don't see the correlation, snow, school.
I have a snow day song. I have a snow day song that I've played. I started playing it last winter, the winter of 2010. And when I played it, there were snow days.
Okay.
It actually worked. You know,
I
you
totally
put a spoon
remember this.
Under your pillow, or you drop an ice cube in the toilet, or you put a penny on the windowsill. Everybody's got their thing. I play snow day. And when I play snow day, dang it's we get a snow day.
The next day?
The next day.
All right.
Or the week, because my show's on a Saturday.
Oh.
So the following week, there will be a snow day. So... do you think we should have a snow day tomorrow?
You know, it wouldn't bother me. I know it's early in the semester or whatever.
Gosh, you know, I hope that it really works because I'd feel pretty bad if I play it and it doesn't work.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah, no, it should work.
Okay.
It should work. It always does.
This is WHFR Dearborn. Is there, because we're going to end with that. Is there anything, we have a couple minutes, is there anything else you wanted to bring?
This was fun. I think we should do this all the time, Dennis.
I think that, unless something went horribly wrong that we're not aware of,
well,
I think.
The phone hasn't been ringing.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
As far as I know, this little light over here tells me that I'm still on air. No one's turned us off. See that?
Is that what it means?
Yeah, we're on air.
Okay.
See, they bounce it. Yeah, we're on air. Right.
And they got the dumb button lit all the way up with big things just in case.
Just in case.
This is funny.
I've never had to hit that button, you know?
Really?
No.
Oh.
You want to do it? No.
No. But did you hear about the time I had to?
No, was, you have to.
Well, really quick. It was really fun. And we did a tribute to... actually, I did a sports theme song show for Saturday Spontaneity.
I remember that show.
And one of the wonderful people that we work with at the station, in fact, she's one of the managers, she said, oh, you can play some of these. These are wonderful sports-related songs.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just have to be theme songs. I wanted sports songs. So I'm playing them, and I'm in about halfway through the third song on this particular CD, and I heard a very bad word.
Oh.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure.
But you heard it.
I wasn't sure if I heard it, but I'd never hit the dump button. I had no idea what to do. So I just hit it. And I remember, like, in the back of my mind, I remember vaguely somebody going, sometimes it's better to hit it twice just to be sure. So I did. I hit it twice just to be sure. And apparently what that does is gives you, like, this huge break.
Mm-hmm.
And then
real
time has to catch up. So it was, like, 15 seconds.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's 7 seconds per, right?
Yeah.
14 seconds of dead air.
All right.
But...
good job, Dennis.
It saved me, yeah. And so then we listened to it again. In fact, Lynn was here, and I said, let's listen to this. And sure enough, clear as day. And I heard it peripherally. Is that the word?
Yeah.
So that was my one
experience.
Don't
say it.
I won't, but
that's
my one experience with the dump button.
All right. So.
And my last. You going to play it?
I'm going to play it.
All right. Thank you. You guys, listen, thank you so much. This was the HFCC's Campus Connection. Lindsay and Dennis, this is our... our back first show live, right?
Of the new year.
Of the new year. Well, it's our first show ever live. It's our first show of the new year. We're back to school. And And please, you're friends with us on Facebook. A lot of people are, even email us or whatever. Let us know. If you have comments, questions, and you can't get a hold of us any other way, editor@hfcc.edu, that's my other email. Feel free to let us know if there's more you'd like to hear. If you like the snow song, let us know. We don't mind. We would love to incorporate a song or two each show. So let us know.
All right, be safe out there. It's snowing.
And it may snow really, really hard after this.
And here we go, Dennis. Are you ready?
All right, happy New Year.
I'm usually alone in the studio when I do this. I dance.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know, there's like 60 people outside.
I'm usually here on Saturday, and there's not people looking at me through the window.
All right.
It's kind of weird. All right, here we go. Thanks for doing this. This is fun.
This is awesome. WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
Oh.
On my knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. I need a snow. On my knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. I need a snow. On my knees and pray.